And we've got a lot of people here, so I think everybody's enjoying themselves.
He asked if I wanted to help out. You know, the feminine touch, and
there's a guy over there at the moment who's finding out about it. You get that all the time, people just coming in, what's going on?
Originally, because one of my friends was doing it.
And also I'd heard that it could be counted towards my degree.
Which I thought was quite appropriate.
Just did a brief sort of chat and just said that she really needed some volunteers for a project.
It's so much fun.
Hallam Volunteering is part of the Student Union and it exists to provide students at the university with the opportunity to take part in a variety of local community projects. Volunteering is a great way of meeting new people and making new friends, and you often see the volunteers developing their own social networks through their projects. So, for example, as well as having their meetings and getting very enthusiastic about their projects, people often follow that with social activities and going to the pub and going out for a few drinks together. So it's a real way of kind of getting really into university life beyond your course.
Mark started his volunteering experience in his first year through a friend. He's now a project leader and he looks after a group of students from a local college. They've arrived at Hallam University to make 3D animations using Sheffield Hallam facilities. He now describes how he forms his team.
Some of them are friends, a lot of them are friends from my year, but there are a couple that I've actually got interested by going into one of their lectures, and I spoke to one of the tutors, because he was my tutor in the first year, and I had a word to say if I could sort of discuss what I'm doing, and I took over one of his lectures for the first 5 minutes and did a presentation to a couple hundred students. A couple of them actually came up and were interested and got involved.
And he asked if I wanted to help out, you know, the feminine touch, and I said, yeah, sure. And I get to meet lots of new, interesting people, people I wouldn't usually meet when I was just doing my studies at uni. So you get to see a different range of people. And the project that we're doing is actually very interesting in itself. And we get to bounce ideas off each other, you know. So even though I'm teaching them, sometimes they come up with things that I wasn't expecting and I end up learning something myself.
Our projects come around in a variety of different ways, but often they're actually initiated by students themselves who have identified a need and they come up with a creative solution.
Dom, a business studies student, organised an event to bring refugees together for a five-a-side competition.
Well, it was a project that's been running for a few years anyway. And what happened was I was sat in a lecture at the beginning of the lecture and Meredith Haler, a project coordinator from Hallam Volunteering, just did a brief sort of chat and just said that she really needed some volunteers for a project. It just captured me because the essence of the project was, it's so different. It's not like any other volunteer thing. It's about mixing with a community that we don't know much about. There's a lot of myths in the media about refugees and asylum seekers, why they're here, where they're from. I had to put a case forward as to, you know, why they should give us a grant so that we can pay for all this.
Jane and Sarah have devised a project to support literacy in an inner city school. Although it's about forming new relationships and learning about people, Hallam Volunteering also helps student studies.
I think things to do with like time management is quite a key one, because obviously you've got to juggle your meetings with your volunteers, the session, and the university, you know, demands that we have at lectures. So that's something I've learned as well, sort of managing my time and making the time for this. I think like we learn lots of skills about teamwork, like we have to work in a team to put the sessions together each week. So learning like that kind of skill, like people skills, like meeting new volunteers and the staff at the nursery and the children. Just being in the kind of work environment, school environment. Sarah's not a volunteer on the project, but we tend to sort of share the leadership. We kind of assign the different like activities to each other, and she's good at getting them to do new activities and just like helps me as well. I think we work well together.
Richard has used his hobby to create an activity for teenagers. Good planning is important.
Once we'd sort of found out how we were going to get the people, we decided to sort of find out how we were going to select the group out of the people we were looking at. we had a short questionnaire for the applicants to fill out. And once they filled out the application process, we decided not just on sort of what experience people have had before, but on enthusiasm and desire. The people that wanted to sort of do learn DJing, they were sort of given the opportunities.
Sheffield Hallam's volunteering initiative is supported by the university. It is run by the student union and led by students.
We also have a team of three volunteer coordinators, and their role is to kind of offer support and guidance to the students along the way through their projects. So they'll help them with recruiting their team, planning their activities, making sure that we do things safely and properly, and really just helping them along the way with their projects. We are a student-led organisation, so although we have a team of staff, the heart of Hallam Volunteering is our committee. And every year we have a very active student group who meets on a weekly basis to kind of decide what activities we're involved with, make sure that all the students are getting their appropriate support, and also making sure that we've got enough funding and our projects are well publicised. So that really is the heart of Hallam Volunteering.
The role of the committee is to share out the resources and to help students settle in. Aaron is this year's chair.
I get a lot of satisfaction out of helping people, actually providing people with, you know, with the resources that they need. I enjoy the meeting setup as well. I thrive on that sort of discursive nature, as you may have well observed.
Lisa is finishing her second year in communication studies. For her, this has been an experience.
Hallam Volunteering is what I do as Hallam Volunteering Executive. Is I'm involved in a large organisation, and that goes hand in hand with all sorts of things. How people communicate, is it effective? What upsets people, what doesn't? How well people respond to certain things? So I can take that real experience of people experience and relate it back to my course and apply it to certain theories that we're learning about or talking about, what have you. The social side of Hallam Volunteering is absolutely brilliant. I've made a lot of friends, and one of the main reasons why I joined also. We do all sorts of things together, and we spend a lot of time together also during times when we're volunteering.
Sheffield Hallam's volunteering initiative has been running for over 20 years, and because volunteers mix with the community, it combines two worlds, that of students and that of the communities in Sheffield. Mixing with the community is an important part of the volunteering philosophy. Obi is a Nigerian studying engineering. He joined Mark's team. His feelings are very strong.
See how I can help, how I can put into the community where I live or where I come from. How I can pass on what I've learned from university and from my own experiences onto them, if you know possible. That's the main thing I do.
I think what you see in volunteering is people really develop. So somebody may come in their first year and be quite nervous and quite frightened about what their university experience is going to be. And then through their volunteering and becoming a project leader and getting involved in the committee and things like that, they then have an opportunity to really grow and develop, and you watch people change through university, and then eventually watch a lot of our volunteers go on to stand for exec and become very involved in the student union. So it's a great kind of stepping stone to bigger things.
If you are interested in joining an established project or have ideas of your own, or wish to meet with some of the volunteers or the volunteer coordinators, look us up on the internet at this address.